started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 9th of April, 2025, with wind gusts of 28 kilometers per hour. It's 28 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Zesco wins 292.8 million kwacha lawsuit dismissal. Marriage registrations decline in Lusaka, and India cuts rates as Trump's tariffs put growth at risk.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. Zesco Limited has secured two landmark legal victories and recovered more than 9.7 million kwacha in an insurance dispute. Zesco's senior manager for litigation, Kevin Mwemba, has emphasized that these rulings highlight the company's unwavering commitment to safeguarding public funds, enforcing contractual obligations, and ensuring accountability in its operations. Mr. Mwemba explains that on March 7th, 2025, the Lusaka High Court dismissed a 292.8 million kwacha lawsuit filed by Mapompo Investments Limited, which had claimed that Zesco trespassed on its mining area by constructing 330 kV power lines in Lusaka South. He says Mapompo sought the removal of the infrastructure, compensation for trespass, damages for lost income, and legal costs. Mr. Mwemba says, however, the court ruled in favor of Zesco, asserting that mining rights do not equate to land ownership. He says the judgment further stated that Mapompo lacked lawful title to the land, as consent obtained from a local headman was deemed irregular, and the absence of the local authority approval invalidated the claim. This is according to a statement issued by Zesco Corporate Affairs Department. The Lusaka City Council has registered and formalized 822 marriages in the first quarter of 2025, reflecting a 17.9% decrease compared to 1,002 marriages recorded during the same period in 2024. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba notes that of the 822 marriages in 2025, 781 were ordinary marriages, while 41 were express marriages. He said, in comparison to 1,002 marriages in 2024, 940 were ordinary, with 62 being express marriages. Mr. Bulumba has emphasized that the council is committed to promoting the legalization of marriages through the ongoing sensitization campaigns and educational initiatives. He says these efforts aim to raise public awareness about the importance of formalizing unions.
The Lusaka City Council has registered and formalized a total of 822 marriages in the first quarter of 2025, representing a 17.9% decrease compared to the 1,002 marriages recorded during the same period in 2024. Out of the 822 marriages conducted in 2025, 781 were ordinary marriages, while 41 were express marriages. And in contrast, out of the 1,002 marriages recorded in 2024, 940 were ordinary marriages and 62 were express marriages.
Now, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, in collaboration with the Zambia Diaspora and Migration Foundation, has signed a memorandum of understanding to implement a community rainwater harvesting project aimed at tackling water scarcity and mitigating the impacts of climate change. Ministry Permanent Secretary Romas Kamanga has expressed the ministry's full support for the project, including technical assistance to ensure its success. He says the initiative, which targets 25,000 households, I beg your pardon, across the central, southern and western provinces, will involve the construction of 15 water reservoirs to support irrigation and livestock needs in rural communities. Engineer Kamanga has also reiterated the ministry's commitment to continued collaboration with the foundation to achieve water security and sustainability in Zambia.
I'm delighted that we have finally come to this desk. As you all know, we had hoped that we would sign this MOU earlier, but the circumstances did not allow us. So this day marks another important milestone for both the ministry and the is under the Flood Migration Foundation in finding a long-lasting solution to harness the water resources. It is also a statement of long-standing and progressive bilateral relationship and cooperation between both parties. The foundation shares many similarities to the ministry's mandate of ensuring water security for all aspects of the economy as well as the citizens in the country.
And the Zambia Diaspora and Migration Foundation Executive Director, Dean Mulozi, has emphasized on challenges such as water security in the country.
Water resource management, Mr. Permanent Secretary, and management, including rainwater harvesting, play a vital role in achieving Zambia's Vision 2030, which outlines countries aspire to become a prosperous and middle income. It's evident from available research data that climate change is one of the key drivers for internal migration and forced displacement, fueling rural-urban migration and causing negative social and economic impacts to the affected local population, increasing overcrowding, strain on infrastructure and the environmental hazards in urban areas, while also causing economic hardship and food insecurity. This project will play a critical role in reducing urban migration, in which our organization falls, internal displacement, and contribute positively to the lives of rural population through reducing negative impacts of climate change.
In more news, this afternoon, Zambia is set to host the inaugural digital forum under the African Continental Free Trade Area Framework, slated for 8th to 10th May 2025. The digital forum, expected to attract a wide range of participants from across Africa, will serve as a platform for dialogue on how the continent can harness digital technologies to enhance trade, innovation and economic development. Speaking during a stakeholders' engagement meeting this morning, Minister of Commerce and Trade Industry, Permanent Secretary for Industrialization and Investment, Prosivia Hajigumba, has emphasized the significant role the digital economy plays in Africa's economic future. Mr. Hichikumba has highlighted the growing potential of Africa's digital economy could reach $180 billion by 2025, contributing 5.2% to the continent's GDP. He notes that by embracing digital trade, Zambia can unlock greater efficiencies in supply chains, expand market access for businesses and job creation, particularly among the youth.
Zambia will be hosting the first ever digital forum under the Africa Continental Framework from 8th to 10th May 2025. This forum represents a pivotal step towards implementation of the protocol on digital trade, which was launched in February 2024. This prophesizes our collective desire, opening up new pathways for trade, particularly for our micro, small and medium enterprises.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Ministry of Energy has successfully completed the offloading of the first diesel consignment under the Tazama Open Access System. Our staffer Mercy Kasongo reports from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, that the vessel arrived on 31st March and started discharging cargo on 5th April and concluded last night, 8th April 2025, at exactly 19:45 hours Tanzanian time. Minister of Energy Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Peter Mumba says a total of 94,629 metric tons of diesel have been successfully offloaded from the Mount Isabella vessel into Tazama storage tanks. He says this consignment was imported by Titanium Oil Corporation and a joint venture bought Global Solutions Limited and Indeni Energy Company Limited. Mr. Mumba says this milestone represents a significant achievement in the implementation of the Tazama Open Access System, which fosters equitable and transparent access to the use of pipeline infrastructure by multiple importers. He says it underscores the government's commitment to enhancing the efficiency and security of the fuel supply chain, strengthening national energy security, and promoting a competitive and inclusive petroleum sector.
29 metric tons of diesel has been successfully offloaded from the vessel into Tazama storage tanks. And this consignment was imported by the following companies: one, Titanium Oil Corporation, ADNOC, which is a joint venture; second, both Global Solutions Limited; and three, Indeni Energy Company Limited. Now, this milestone represents significant